This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Join us right here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Daryl.
So, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, but we've got also stuff that we bring in to discuss that we think you might enjoy, that you might find interesting or outrageous. And there's definitely some really good news in the world of, or at least promising news in the world of Bitcoin today. And I'm not just talking about the fact that the price is over 2,400 U.S. dollars, and that's actually down a little bit from its earlier peak.
I'm talking like 2,475 or something.
I'm talking about this new agreement that has come out to solve the problems with Bitcoin. And we've been talking a lot about the ongoing, this kind of debate, this ongoing conflict within the Bitcoin community. And maybe we're going to see that resolved here with some of this news. Plus, the Vermont governor has vetoed a bill that would have legalized marijuana. So it was passed by the House and Senate in Vermont, which is pretty amazing. But he shut it down. We can get into that coming up here as well.
You know what this country doesn't have enough of? Pitchforks and torches.
Hmm. Were you suggesting that somebody go and threaten the governor?
It's pretty clear that the people want this.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
And Vermont could have done really well financially by legalizing
state,
but their stinking governor decides to stand in the way. The founding fathers didn't have a problem with putting putting a bullet center of mass through their onerous government at some point.
Politicians have been tarred and feathered previously, correct?
A good tarring and feathering might change this.
And some politicians in France back in, what was it, the 1700s?
They were lopping off heads.
Getting their heads lobbed off. But Donald Trump is the worst-treated politician. No politician. Donald Trump recently said, no politician has been treated worse than I have. But tarring and feathering has happened, and heads being lopped off has happened.
Did they ever draw in quarter one?
Probably.
So it sounds like people are feeling passionate about this issue. Let's start here. Daryl, did you find a story from somewhere?
I did, from the Rolling Stone, which is actually the first story that I saw earlier today on this.
Now, this would have been the first legislatively legalized cannabis across the country, right? Because so far it's been done...
There were a couple of places to where things were placed on the ballot through a legislative process,
like
not necessarily through a petition. I don't remember if D.C. was the legislature or a petition, but I do know that either Colorado or Washington, one was the legislature put the amendment on the ballot instead of it being a citizen-driven initiative.
So this would have been the first time, though, if it had passed, that a legislature would have legalized through that full process of passed the House, passed the Senate, passed the governor, but it didn't pass the governor.
Right, and that bill S-22 was vetoed by Vermont Governor Phil Scott, and that legislation, according to Rolling Stone, would have legalized cannabis in the state for adults over the age of 21. The supposedly libertarian-leaning governor, again, this from the Rolling Stone, sent the law back to the legislature to develop clauses that further protect the health and safety of his constituents. The proposed bill, which would have been the first to legalize cannabis through the legislative process rather than ballot initiative, would have allowed adults to possess up to 1 ounce of cannabis, 2 mature plants, and 4 immature plants.
That doesn't include selling it, right?
Correct. There was not a tax and regulate scheme.
Really? I bet you that's why he rejected it.
it would have established a committee to study taxing and regulating.
Interesting. So they would have. So this legislation would have just gone ahead and made it legal to possess.
Sort of like what happened in D.C. And the reason it went that way in D.C. is because in D.C., citizen initiatives are not allowed to create new taxes or certain regulatory structures. So in D.C., up to, and I believe it's an ounce, then, you know, adults can possess, you can gift an amount to someone in the District of Criminals, but also you have to worry about all of these little enclaves and pockets of federally owned land throughout the district where it's still illegal to possess, even though the city says it's okay. The federal government, you know, winds up trumping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting back to the article from the Rolling Stone, they say, again, this would create a committee, or rather a commission, to look at taxing and regulating as have been done in other states and make recommendations for how Vermont could set up their own market. Though Scott said that he saw a clear societal shift on the issue, he reiterated his support for medical marijuana and said that he was not convinced the bill went far enough to protect Vermonters from intoxicated driving and local children from being exposed to the use of the drug.
Ridiculous.
He announced that he was sending the bill back with specific suggestions on how to amend it over the summer.
Well, specific suggestions are good. I mean, I guess this is certainly a step in the right direction, but I just presumed that we were talking about a sort of Colorado or Washington legalization situation, where which I think is good because
is what's going to happen
leaves the opportunity open for a New England state to profit mightily.
Massachusetts and Maine are about to do that,
to open up for sales.
Yeah, I mean, in about a year,
it's going to be summer of next year,
but it's on the way. Like that's coming. They're working that out now.
It is in the works. Now,
you're going to be able to drive down to Massachusetts or, you know, over to Maine if you live in New Hampshire or Vermont.
Don't bring your gun.
Walk into it. Right. Don't bring your gun. Generally, they don't like it when you mix drugs
with guns.
Well, don't
take it to Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah. Bad idea.
Don't bring a gun into Massachusetts at all.
Yeah,
I've heard of people getting arrested there for bullets.
You'll go to prison for a bullet in that state. Yes. But you'll be able to walk down there, go into a store and walk out with cannabis in whatever amounts they allow. And I'm not sure what those will be. But
Maine allows twice as much as Massachusetts is going to allow.
Well, then they're
going to
get even more business then from even from people in Boston might even drive up to Maine for that one. Take a day and just, you know, go to some weed shops.
Hold on. Why would you drive from Boston to Maine to purchase an amount of cannabis that you are not allowed to legally possess in the state of Massachusetts? That makes
no
sense.
Or New Hampshire.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, drive through New Hampshire.
Good point. Well, anyway.
The maniacs will probably deliver.
Well, there's already delivery service in Portland.
We discussed that a few weeks ago.
A couple weeks back. So some entrepreneurs have decided that they are not going to wait for the regulations. They're just going to start selling. But they're not selling the weed, Mark. They're giving you the weed, and they're taking a delivery fee.
Yes,
I see. So they can sell hot dogs.
Well,
you could do that.
One thing that's really interesting, and I don't know if this is, you know, the Rolling Stone sort of making things up in their reporting,
gathering moss.
They do that, or they don't do that.
They don't do that.
Actually, I think MythBusters busted that. Rolling Stone gathers no moss is the claim.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
That's because your stone sits still a whole lot. Your stone sits still up until 11 a.m.
He's stoned and then sits still a lot. But the article here suggests that the committee, or rather the House and the Senate in Vermont, can amend this before voting to override the veto.
Mm.
And that just does not sound accurate to me at all. So it might be sloppy reporting.
But they could override the veto.
They could override the veto.
Oh, that's an interesting thing.
That's always an option. Right. Whether or not you know, there's the votes to do it is a completely different question.
Usually a large majority or two-thirds.
Most states it's two-thirds. There are some states where it's simple majority. Mm-hmm. And I've not looked at the laws in Vermont. Vermont on overriding vetoes.
If it's New England, it's probably not a simple majority. It's probably
correct.
Two-thirds or something.
But, you know, just the claim here by the reporter that
I'm pretty
they
sure
can
Vermont's
amend
in New England.
This.
That's what I'm saying.
You said if it's New England.
Yeah, if it's New England, they're probably not going to be a majority. It's probably going to be like the other New England states and require two-thirds. 855, 450, free. We can talk more about this governor. I want to hear if we can get like a quote from him, if possible, about this. This is Free Talk Live.
There are
Have you
quotes.
Thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us right here via the toll-free number. That number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype And you can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm.
Libertarian. We're discussing
libertarianism on the mind.
Yeah, libertarianism on the mind. If you're looking for a libertarian healthcare company, a free market healthcare company, then look no further than HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Now, they are not a health insurance company. What they do is they help you to, A, not need health insurance, and, B, share the costs with others. So they have no extra cost consultations with doctors, potentially 24 hours a day. You can get a proactive health assessment daily. You can get a medical information card that you can give to EMS workers or first emergency responders or emergency room personnel or whomever. And it's very difficult to coordinate with HIPAA laws, who gets your medical information and who doesn't. Well, this solves that problem, too. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You can check them out right now. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
All right, so we're going to come back to more about Governor Rick, was it Scott? What's his name? Phil Scott.
Phil Scott. Rick Scott is
the Texas guy?
Dude, no, completely wrong state.
Rick Scott
was former governor of Florida.
Florida. I used to live down there.
Who's the governor now of Florida?
He might still be. I just know at one time he was governor there.
I think he was after we left that guy.
Yes.
So, anyway, this
he
Phil
was the
Scott.
One who took the place of, what was the one with the really fake tan?
Charlie Crist.
Yeah, Charlie Crist that we
Rick
got kicked
Scott.
Off.
Rick Scott is still the governor of Florida.
Yep. Charlie Crist turned down my pardon.
Your pardon.
And then, of course, we've been on Tallahassee radio stations.
On and off, yeah.
On and off for a very long time. I just pounded and pounded and pounded.
Maybe he heard you.
Should have given me the pardon.
Phil Scott, governor of Vermont, has rejected at this time marijuana legalization bill. We'll tell you more about that.
And it does require two-third majority to override.
I don't know offhand what the legislature passed it with previously, but in New Hampshire, the decrim bill at least did pass with more than two-thirds in both the Senate and the House, which was the first time the Senate actually voted for that was this year. So New Hampshire is on track to get decriminalization of cannabis this year, and thank goodness it's been a long time coming. But we'll see what Matt Simon has to say. He's one of the prime activists in marijuana decrim here in
Vermont. Plus, I did find a quote from Governor Scott.
Good. We'll get into that. Plus, I got a piece from Burlington Free Press, which gets into it as well, with some Scott quotes. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dave is in New Hampshire. He is probably Dave Ridley. Dave, you on Free Talk Live?
I think I am.
The only Dave who calls us from New Hampshire.
There's more liberty activity to report in the free state. It isn't quite free yet.
Not yet.
That's why it's a project.
Rhetorically free state.
Yeah.
A free-ish state.
There will be a libertarian conference on the 28th. It strikes me as a little bit similar to the one that we had there was one in 2011 with the Tenth Amendment Center came up and held a conference. It's about like that. It'll be just going on for one day.
I'm actually one of the speakers. It's the Libertarian State Leadership Alliance putting on a conference.
Now, who is that?
The Libertarian State Leadership Alliance. That is the entity.
It's a group that promotes being a good leader, helping people learn leadership skills. I mean, I've never...
I'm not a member of the organization.
I see.
I'm just speaking at their event.
Okay.
But I believe most of the people that are involved are people that are in leadership positions of the various state LP affiliates.
Now, is there going to be a heavy recruitment pitch here to get them to move to New Hampshire? Because, what we want is the libertarian doers to get out of wherever they are.
I'm fairly certain that me and Roger Paxton, who's the vice chair of the LPNH.
Moved here from Arkansas. You moved from Texas.
Yeah. We're on the same panel, and I'm fairly certain that we will be advocating for, hey, while you're here, just stay, because things are better here than a lot of places.
While you're here, find a realtor.
Dave, what did you want to talk about with that, with regard to that conference?
Oh, not much in particular, just the fact that it's happening. I didn't see anything there that was particularly jaw-dropping. I'm not real into conferences, but as with anything else, 90% of success is just showing up in the right place, right? Right. So it's, at least they picked New Hampshire for it. I think that's great.
I'm
glad to see
me too.
Any Liberty activity here.
Fantastic. So, Dave Ridley, RidleyReport.com. What's fresh on the Ridley Report channel right now?
I just finished a series of uploads about this, you know, incident over at the Goffstown prison.
What incident happened there? In Goffstown prison?
You didn't see any of these.
I'm way behind on my video subscriptions. I'm behind on my emails too.
The prison called the cops on me for standing outside the jail grounds, the prison grounds, with a sign, and the police arrived with the sirens.
Oh, wow. All right. And you didn't get arrested.
Correct. But I did get a no trespass order. Like, I never was on the prison grounds, but they issued me a piece of paper that says I can't go on the prison grounds anyway.
Walk no further.
Wow, that's crazy. For how long are you banned from the jail?
Lifetime.
Are you serious?
I'm banned from prison for life. I'm guaranteed my freedom.
Wow.
Sounds like you better stay in Goffstown.
Wow. So is there any exception in case you, I don't know, want to go there for business? Maybe you want to visit somebody, for instance?
Presumably I would have to ask and get some kind of a waiver or something like that, which, of course, is one of those ways they just keep your desk from bothering in the first place.
And all you were doing was standing outside, what, with a sign? What were you doing out there?
It's just my let my people go sign. I've carried it outside the Valley.
There's a lot of people in that prison aren't your people.
The women's prison?
As far as I'm concerned, they pretty much are. I mean, if you think about it, usually about 60% of the people in any jail or prison are folks who are there for a drug crime or
and of course we've done
violation of probation or.
Yeah, we've seen a crackdown around the jails and the prisons here in New Hampshire over the last decade. I mean, I remember back when a bunch of people would go out to the old Keene jail, which actually wasn't in Keene, it was in a nearby town. You'd have to drive like 20 plus minutes to actually get to this place. And then we would actually set up like a barbecue grill and chairs, and people would so if somebody was going to jail, we'd all go out there with that person and sort of throw them a goodbye party. Basically just have like a cookout right across the street from the jail. Yeah, it was technically in the jail parking lot, and then frequently would also have another cookout when people would get out of jail, because there was a lot of civil disobedience happening here at that time, and it was so much fun. I mean, we would just hang out, we'd eat food, we'd smoke pot right across from the jail, and it was just a fantastic time. Then they moved the jail here into the Keene city limits, and then all of a sudden this crackdown began where
you people couldn't hang out of the jail anymore.
We tried to go out to the jail again, and we like walked around the new jail just like we used to always walk around the old jail with a bunch of signs.
With a giant cardboard sword?
Yeah, I think Jim Johnson had one of those. and so then they came out and they threatened us and ultimately arrested a dozen of us. It was called the Trespass of 12. And so it sounds like you're dealing with some of the same crap there, Dave, except even worse, they're banning you without even having set foot on the place. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks, Dave.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and join us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? Save It Purse lets you do that. You go to saveitpurse.com. And that is the key to this, though. You have to spend cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. If you got dollars, sorry, you can't use saveitpurse.com. You can go look at it. You can sign up for an account, but you can't actually use the site for its intended purpose, which is to save you big time on your purchases at Amazon.
But you could use it to get your hands on some Bitcoin.
That's true. You could do that if you want to pay a huge premium for your Bitcoin, because the way it works over at saveitpurse.com is when you want to buy something on Amazon, you have to spend your Bitcoin, which means someone else is buying that Bitcoin. And the way they do that is by buying the thing for you at Amazon. And then once you get that thing, you then release the Bitcoin of yours from the escrow on the site, and the person who bought the thing for you gets the Bitcoin. But that means if you wanted a 20% discount on your Amazon purchase, that means that person just paid 20% on top of the price of Bitcoin to buy that Bitcoin.
Right.
So it's the worst place to buy Bitcoin.
Well, there are people that wind up, you know, through various means, wind up having a lot of Amazon credit.
Correct.
And yep. They might not necessarily need to buy things from Amazon, but they need
something else.
You know, like some kind of currency, and they will use the purse to convert their Amazon credit to Bitcoin that they can then convert to a local currency.
How long does it take generally from the time that a person picks up your order till the package is delivered and you have to release the
quantity? Regular shipping? I've had things arrive the next day.
I've had things arrive Sunday. Because they'll pay extra for Sunday delivery if they really are in a hurry sometimes.
Right, and, you know, a lot of time if the thing is Prime eligible and the person has Prime, then you might get that Sunday delivery for free.
Yep. Four days ago, Bitcoin was worth something like 20% less than it is now. Mm-hmm. You'd have to save more than 20% to make the purchase make sense.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
With the only way things are shooting up. The price shoots up, but when it stays steady like it did for so long, you know, saving 5% and having it fulfilled immediately makes sense.
Yeah, it does. You know, so use this service anytime but now.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it just, you never know what the price is going to do, Mark. You don't know if it's going to go down tomorrow or whatever. But regardless, I use it anyway just because it's, I like the idea of saving money, and I can't predict the future about Bitcoin, so I'm not going to hold off on the potential for saving 20% just because Bitcoin's price might go up.
Right, and I buy things that I need anyway.
Yeah. So why not
using purse?
Yeah. And if you're going to rebuy the Bitcoin as I do, like if I spend Bitcoin, I buy that Bitcoin because I don't want to spend my Bitcoin.
Right. You want to have
I want to hold on to the Bitcoin. Yeah. So anytime I buy Bitcoin, I have an order in at a website called I have an order in at a website called Reload, which actually monitors my wallet address. And anytime there is Bitcoin that leaves that wallet, it will go ahead and place an order for that on one of the Bitcoin exchanges.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. So I don't lose Bitcoin.
Right. So then you buy at the same rate that you sold, right?
Correct.
Or, you know, maybe there's probably
there's a percentage difference or whatever,
Not much of a premium.
Yeah. So anyway, it makes a difference when you go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. More about Vermont not quite legalizing cannabis because the governor has vetoed it. And, Daryl, you got some of the numbers on that. We're going to get into it coming up here in a moment. But let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks.
Hey, guys. It's nice to hear you again.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, I have an answer to your question. You actually asked a very cool question. Part of the reason why they don't let people hang out in front of prisons anymore was, I mean, it was people that ruined it for everybody, actually, because there used to be, when I first started, there'd be people that would just literally come and do what you say, barbecue and everything, and it was, if they were off the property, it wasn't our concern, really, but people started filming officers leaving and coming to the prison, also transport vehicles coming, and then
shouldn't that be their right?
Well, I guess, but there were some people that got hurt, and actually some officers that out here in Arizona, I know that got targeted, and they ended up following them or getting their number, home addresses and everything, mm-hmm. and a couple of people got killed, and so they've really sort of cracked down on that for the safety of officers. Now, you're right, you're right to hang out there, but also to buses coming in and out, you know, moving in inmates back and forth, it created they were getting, you know, movement times and stuff, so they got a little spooked on that.
That's the weakness of the criminal justice system. I mean, you know, when inmates are being transported is the time that you would be most likely to sort of get somebody free. I would specifically say when they're doing sort of a hospital transport or something, when it's a single inmate and they're probably not using the most secure vehicle, you know, that sort of thing. Oftentimes they only have one officer doing the transport. But, I mean, I can totally see why prisons and jails would have a real problem with that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, recently we've had, I could speak freely about this. We had an episode where one of the prisons had a situation happen out there which got national attention. And the problem we were having was keeping things in check. And, I mean, we had helicopters flying over, and And it was really a nightmare because things were getting really blown out of proportion because, you know, like you say, if you see something on video, sometimes it isn't what it actually is. You know what I'm saying? You know, sure. You guys probably run into that all the time. And it caused some serious problems for just officers that worked out there that literally had nothing to do with the incident. And it was creating a threatening situation.
Now, what was the incident? I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
Well, it was an escape that happened. And, you know, and the sad part was is it literally ruined the reputation of a lot of people that were good officers. That, I mean, you'd meet them on the street, you wouldn't know they were corrections officers, guys. They were,
most,
you know,
of the time
were,
you wouldn't.
No, that's the beauty.
So what
of
you're
it.
Saying is an inmate escaped. That meant that the corrections officers who were in charge of that inmate at that moment looked bad?
Very bad. It's the one thing that is unforgivable when it comes to a corrections officer.
But the thing is they painted it up so much that instead of focusing in on really, I think, going after the person who escaped, I think they just wasted time on sensationalizing, trying to point the blame instead of trying
to... When you say they, are you referring to the media?
Media, public opinion, you know, it varies.
But the media is not going to find convicts, nor is the public. The people that find convicts are correctional officers with bloodhounds.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they sometimes will get tips from people. I mean, for instance, you know, you look at what happened with... You look at what happened with the Boston bombers. They found those guys.
No, the Facebook killer guy got caught by a McDonald's worker.
Yep, that's right. Hey, thanks,
Patrick. Like, hey, wait a second. This is the guy. And so they held up his fries.
That's right.
And he was like, I need my nuggets. And he just took the bag of nuggets and then left. But because the cops had already been notified, they were able to, you know, catch him a couple miles away from the McDonald's.
Right, or the D.C. snipers, which, again, was another break by the people, not by the police.
And now that McDonald's doesn't use fat to fry their fries, they're not worth waiting for anyway.
And the media was giving a completely wrong report of the vehicle in that D.C. sniper thing.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Mark, when did McDonald's change their fry?
Oh, it's been, like, I was in high school. They used to use lard.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. Join us right here. We got more about the Vermont close call. They almost had legalized cannabis, but the governor has vetoed it. And we'll see what he has to say for himself about this coming up here in a moment. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways you can do that financially is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, and that allows you to get signed up for $5 per month, where you can get behind the show as far as helping us get on new radio stations, expanding our reach with the ideas of liberty and peace. If that's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee to you, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, as well as you can utilize Bitcoin. So go to ampamp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks you'll receive as a Free Talk Live amplifier, which include your ability to access the AMP-only Facebook group. There's also AMP-only phone lines and an AMP-only podcast and more coming soon. So learn more over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls. More of them. We got Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
It was 38 years ago today, Governor Hugh Gallon of New Hampshire signed a bill raising the New Hampshire drinking age effective immediately from 18 to 20. And, you know, I had sent him a letter telling him not to do so, but he just went ahead and did it anyway.
Well, we got to keep those teenagers safe, because now no teenager under the age of 21 will drink alcohol.
Well, the debate, the whole political issue just is so misguided, because it's all about now, well, wait a second, if they lower the drinking age, would they do more binge drinking? You know, which is like saying, well, gee, under freedom of religion, what if more people start converting to Islam? Well, they have a right to convert to Islam. You know, and if they go out drinking, well, they have a right to do binge drinking and drink themselves half blind and everything else.
I think the evidence is that people are more likely to binge drink when alcohol is
prohibited.
Yeah.
Correct. Because you know, they find somebody willing to buy them alcohol, they hand them money and say, get me as much as possible.
Or they go to the and then they want to go to the sports
all
event.
Of it.
Yeah. They want to go to the sports event, but they can't bring the alcohol in.
Inside,
so they drink it they drink it ahead of time, and you know, they go in and staggering.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, though, that's beside the point, because they're not violating anyone's rights by drinking. So, you know, it's a whole absurd thing about, well, gee, what if they do more drinking and you know, and then
who cares?
Right, but we're pointing out, Tom,
should we let them?
Tom, we're pointing out that the evidence is to the contrary, that they won't do, quote-unquote, more drinking because they don't need to drink all of the beer all at once because, hell, right. There, I can't possibly get busted here.
He's talking, I think there's miscommunication. He's talking about what they are saying, those who oppose lower drinking ages, right, Tom?
Yeah, but see, it's beside the point whether they do more or less drinking, kind of like it's beside the point what religion other people would use in a free country with freedom of religion. It's their right to do that.
The do-gooders want to protect the young people, right? They don't care as much if somebody in their 50s is drinking until they're half blind, but they care about the teenagers. They want to give them a chance at a good life, and they know that alcoholism is damaging. It's a problem. It's going to result in a terrible life, and they don't want them
and
to
if
start.
And the younger you start, the more likely you are to be an alcoholic.
Right. So they have their rationale for why they pass these laws. They they're do-gooders. They want to use the government, the force of the state, to try to mold society and individuals in the way they want them to.
Hard liquor is absolutely horrible. That's why the state has to control the distribution of it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how it is here.
By the way,
well, there are a lot of other places where it's what they call a control state,
yeah.
To where there might be private distribution, but those private distributors still have to purchase through the state.
Through the state, yeah. So, Tom, what's your point of this? You just commemorating the or memorializing the death of freedom in this area?
I'm mentioning how misguided the whole conversation is, because they're not talking about, does the government have a right to hire gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate Mr. and Mrs. 20 into abstaining from the beverage of their choice? They're only debating on, like, what happens this, what happens that, instead of whether they have any right to do so. And so we've got to avoid debating them on the statistics, because the statistics are irrelevant. And as far as crime statistics like drunk driving, since liberty inheres in the individual, the only statistics that are relevant are statistics about that one individual and not about other individuals who may have been the same age. And all. So they keep misguiding. And if they eliminate drunk driving, then there would be no teenagers killed in drunk driving crashes. For example, but they don't
Tom,
want to
thank you for the call
drivers.
Tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you know, really the most important thing to point out here is that despite the drinking ages, alcohol consumption amongst teenagers and 20-year-olds is tremendous. I mean, all of us grew up a lot of us grew up in time where it was illegal, and certainly even if you were drinking before 18, when it was 18 was the legal age, there were surely 16 and 17-year-olds and such that were drinking at that time. So most people, you know, probably broke the law when it came to their teenage years at some point and drank without permission from the state. That's, I mean, in my experience, I don't know people who didn't do that.
I think that you're right, but I don't hold that up as a good thing. So choosing to drink alcohol when it's illegal like it is here in the United States.
It's good for people to ignore bad laws.
Generally results in people, you know, drinking in very irresponsible fashions. And those people are more likely to end up alcoholic in the future. People who are the less likely are people who are either A, choose to abstain from alcohol when they're young for whatever reason, and they do that whether they were whether it was legal or not, or B, people who are taught how to consume alcohol by their parents at home, sort of at mealtime and that sort of thing, as opposed to, young people just learning from pimply-faced 16-year-olds
I agree
how to
you.
Consume alcohol, and then maybe let's learn about sex and marijuana and heroin
all at the same time.
Right, but if you're drinking a glass of wine in most of the country at home with your family and you are under the age of 21, that is still illegal, and
yes.
your parents are committing... You know, some kind of crime.
At least the crime of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Also the providing alcohol to a minor.
Right.
There are
a large number
of things
right.
they can hit
You'll
you with.
You'll let a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old drive an automobile, which is a 3,000-pound killing machine. And frankly, they can drive a pickup truck, which doubles that weight. You'll let them, a 17-year-old, sign up for the military, but you won't let anybody until... 21 consume alcohol. I mean, like, I as a parent can't choose when my son chooses to consume alcohol. My son has no interest in consuming
not
alcohol.
Not yet. He's only nine.
Not today.
So, this is,
When's the first time you ever got drunk?
Drunk, 16.
Drank alcohol or got drunk?
Got drunk.
15. Late 15th. Like my 16th birthday. It was like 2 days before my 15th, 16th.
I think I was six.
Wow.
And let me explain, because it sounds absolutely horrible.
Alabama.
I was sick. I had, a horrible cough. And my stepmom was like, well, I know that, there's this home mixture sort of thing of a little bit of whiskey, honey, and peppermint, and it's supposed to help you. And I just got...
That's not drunk. That's that's medicine, buddy.
No, I was plastered.
She gave you more than a little bit of whiskey?
Yes.
So she was supposed to give you some, but then she just let you keep drinking it? Or
no, she measured out the wrong amount.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
It was like a shot glass full.
Wow. All right. And
with
six.
A little bit of honey
and
peppermint.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I bet it didn't bother. I bet your cold didn't bother you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think you made a good point, Mark, that having teenagers, young people drinking alcohol in an irresponsible manner is what prohibition gets us, and that there are some bad aspects to that. On the good side of it, it is good that people see the laws are as dumb and are willing to ignore them. So I think that there's some benefit
there. I think
that
people see the laws as dumb and choose to ignore them. I'm not going to come down on the side of it's a really great idea for young people, without the guidance of an experienced adult to use one of the deadliest
drugs. I didn't say it was a great idea.
You said it was good. It is not good. It is bad.
I think it's good that people break bad laws.
There are so many better laws to break than this one.
If they do it responsibly. And I think that it's important to drink responsibly. And you're right. The fact that it's prohibited makes it hard to learn that.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet, Simbi.com. Is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, Simbi.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.